Lady ride, lady ride. I gotta let it ride.
Come on, Seth. You should not be hitting them notes.
Let it ride.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode. After such a long time of real spill, we can't make this up.
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to Queen C on the vocals with the intro.
Thanks.
Let it ride.
The vocal beats.
Well, as you can hear, we have a special guest with us today.
Yes.
Big Dog Rome.
Period.
He here?
Yes, sir.
He's here.
Honey.
Oh, and it's been a year.
It's a lot going on.
It's a lot. It's
matter
a lot.
Of fact.
Let it fucking ride.
Happy fucking New Year, friends.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's March.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, love y'all.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Black History Month.
Happy Black History
Month. Did Earth Day pass?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. You got this one too. Okay.
Not yet.
Sorry. Ooh,
goodness.
But that Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah.
I think we did Thanksgiving.
We did not. Happy Kwanzaa.
What's the last episode before or after my housewarming?
Before, I mean, after. It was like that week after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, honey. We're slipping, falling, and we can't get up.
Tripping bad.
But you know what? We here, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
We really hope that y'all are having a blessed 2021 so far. Hopefully your 2020 ended on a good note. And we're just coming to you with
another episode.
That's it. Y'all, it's been so long. We have been saying, like, we needed to have a conversation with you all, and it's
just the conversation.
Y'all, we ain't done nothing.
We like 3 months late.
We like, girl, yeah, no, we're gonna do it today. We're gonna do it today. And when you don't do it right then and there, you always
ain't shit.
You never do it.
Seriously.
Ain't shit.
But we heard you all's request, and we are here. So what have we, you know, we're just gonna start it off with, where are we now?
Where am I now? I am in a good place now.
Mm-hmm.
A good place. Work is cool. Mm-hmm. Outside life is cool. Family is cool.
Period.
Everything else is, it's great.
No complaints.
No complaints. I'll talk about the beginning of the year later on. But for now, we good.
Yeah, much better.
Had to get here, but...
Yeah,
it's all good.
We all hit a hump sometimes.
That's it. Life happens.
Well, that was a mountain.
Life happens.
That was a avalanche I hit. Like,
mm-hmm. One of them.
It's literally one of them.
One of them.
It's one of them. Yeah.
That was definitely a fucking avalanche. But
look, you made it over.
Yeah.
You made it through.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't make me start singing gospel on here.
I made it through. What song is that?
What is that?
I know the song. I can't think of it. It's going to come to me before we end this episode.
Man, shout out to Kirk Franklin. You hear me?
Shout out to Kirk Franklin.
Shout out. You put your foot down, friend. You did what needed to be done.
He let a nigga like me know you can cuss and still get to heaven.
Okay.
Because my mama do it all the time.
But listen, if you think what Kirk Franklin said was bad, you ain't never met Calicia's mama.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, no, because my girl is going to pray for you in one breath, tell you how good God is. She's going to say, you know what? The Lord thy God is mighty. He is great.
But, honey.
But what you have me is fucked up. And I'm going to go over there and beat your motherfucking ass. And that's exactly how she's going to say it.
As simple as that.
And she's going to be loud with it, too. Like, if she's going to curse you out, she's going to cuss you out.
Yeah.
She's going to read you your rights and say, but baby, I still love you at the end of the day.
No sparing. Because
I got to get to heaven.
No sparing, nothing. No sparing, nothing. If y'all hear these little bubbles in the back, don't mind me. I'm on the hookah.
Y'all saw it on the IG snap anyway, so.
If y'all watched it.
If you didn't, get your shit together.
Hello. You know what? We can't tell them get their shit together.
Right. You know what? I'm gonna let y'all slide this time. But y'all know how I get down with y'all anyway. I always have to let it be known. Note to self, get on your own self. Thanks. Anyway. So
how are you doing? Where are you at right now?
I'm great. It's really no complaints. Like, so as y'all know, I was doing a little temp job for a year. Y'all, it got to the point where I was literally at home working from home. Anybody that ever wished to work from home, bitch, you can do that shit. I'm not. Never again. You know, the Lord say the same, you know, but honey, after a while, I said, I'm not clocking in at no 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm clocking at 12. I'm waking up early every morning. Okay, you're dragging it. I'm waking up at 10 o'clock every morning so I can talk to people so they can cuss me out. I think not.
I think the fuck not.
I cannot do it. And so I said, Lord, I don't know what you got in store for me, but I'm going to just be patient. And I don't know if I told you this, but I know I was saying it to my mama and I said it to my sister. I said, yeah, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to have a job by the end of February. Do you remember me telling you that?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I don't know what the job going to be, but I know I'm going to have a job by the end of February. And this is another thing. I took my FE. Failed it. But guess what? I wasn't tripping about it. I talked to my best Jess. Shout out to my good sis. And she said, maybe you need to approach the test differently. So I said, you know what? That's exactly what I'm doing. Call my professor. He was just like, you need to be able to do 150 problems. So right now, I am currently working on that. But like I said, I reached out to classmates who graduated. The same thing I graduated in, and it was like, fill out this job application in South Carolina, North Carolina. Bitch, I'm over here looking at fucking apartments in the Carolinas. You hear me? And I'm telling Bess, like, yeah, girl, I might be going to North or South Carolina. So if we got to do an episode, I have no problem coming down on a weekend or whatnot. or you just come up there. It is what it is.
It works.
So, next thing you know, a job called in Baton Rouge, and well, y'all, I'm working, and now the job that I wanted originally, they called me yesterday, and I got an interview tomorrow, so we gonna keep you posted on that. The pay is better, but you know what, I don't care about the pay, I just care about that I'm working in my field, for one, and for two, I'm not at my motherfucking house. That's how I'm doing. The Lord has blessed me. And this is my season to be blessed.
Talk about it.
Period.
Talk about it.
Let's turn it over to
the big dog. Rome, how are you?
You know. Y'all laughing, but I'm about to say something serious. It's been a long time since someone has genuinely asked me, how are you?
And it's crazy that people don't ask that. That is mind-boggling that people do not have the common decency to say, damn, how bitch, you? How the fuck you
like,
doing?
How are you?
Like,
damn, nigga, I got feelings too.
We start our conversation every morning. How are you doing this morning? How is your day going? How was your work?
How are you feeling today? Literally every morning.
But today is one of them days, you know. But what I can say, everything been on the up and up for me.
Mm-hmm.
You
know?
I've been on this journey for a while now, and I'm getting better and better every day.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were saying,
I'm not tired. Yet. Oh, yeah, I'm not tired yet. Yeah, shout out to Mississippi Madison. I grew up on him as a little boy. A little boy in my grandma's room.
Bro.
Every Sunday, you know what
no
I heard?
No TV on, but that radio play on.
I'm not tired.
I'm not tired.
No! No, bro. If you would have said that, that would have been so...
Oh my God.
I'm not tired yet. I literally heard.
What you say? Been
working for Jesus a long
time. I'm not tired yet. It's one of them days, though. But you know, everything been good. I can't complain.
That's good.
Blessed and highly favored. That's it. The BS, you know.
That's it.
And I stay Rona free.
Rona free. Oh, speaking of Rona,
I got the shot, you guys. So I got it Friday.
The vaccine.
Yeah, sorry.
I got the shot.
I got the shot, but whatever. The vaccine. Pfizer, because who about to get dead fetuses put in them? Not me.
Wow.
What?
Oh, hey, just continue.
That's what it says, aborted fetuses.
Now, some real shit. I did see a Facebook post today of somebody I personally know, and they were asking people who got the Johnson & Johnson one, you know, like, how was your body reacting? Literally, everybody had negative reactions to it.
A guy that my coworker knew was getting the Johnson & Johnson shot Friday.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of him getting the shot, he must have looked down, fainted.
Wow.
Out cold.
Bitch, that would be me.
Had a fever, 100 and something. I said, all I had was my arm was hurting a little bit. That was it. You just got to work that bit a little bit, but make sure they're giving out Moderna or Pfizer.
Yeah.
And I got Pfizer, so I haven't had any, like, negative anything going on. I mean, of course, pollen is out, so my allergies are a little trying it. But other than that, like, it ain't nothing. So I would just say, because I was anti-vaccine. What was that? The weekend we went to Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck that shot.
Literally. I was telling my mama and Jamisha, I said, girl, I'm not getting that goddamn shot. And
before
I don't know.
Before we left, your mom said, you got asthma.
And I said, yeah, girl, I do have asthma. I said, you're right. But I need to do my own research. I said, because they was giving out vaccines to the African Americans way back when, and they was killing us. So they ain't about to kill me. And I sat there and I thought about it. I said, bitch, if you get corona, your lungs are gonna collapse because, yeah, bitch, you cannot breathe.
Yeah.
And I need my lungs to breathe, friends. So I said, Doc, hi. I was trying to see, do you think I should get the shot? Yes, most definitely. I'm gonna transfer you over to them now. And I got my
and
shot.
And just like that.
Yes. I got it there for, I called that Wednesday and got it there Friday. I text the group. I said, yeah, I'm getting the vaccine. They say, okay, let us know how it goes. Friday, I said, I'm getting the vaccine in the next 10 minutes. Damn, bitch, I didn't know you was going this fast.
I really didn't think you would go get it that fast.
All you do is get the shot, sit there for 15 minutes, and get out. You literally in and out of there.
I'm going to go get mine, though. I got me a new side hustle that's about to require me to interact with people. It's legal, though, y'all. Like, don't be alarmed. But
don't get your panties in.
Please. I ain't on that type of time. No more, LOL. Wink, wink. But no, for real. I'm gonna go get it, though. I've been thinking a lot about it. And this was maybe like right at 2 months ago. I was talking to my therapist, and she said that COVID anxiety is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is. It really, really
just
is.
Just the thought of it.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, my shout out to my sister. She had COVID. She brought it to the house. Lived with her. Had to quarantine with her for 10 days. Thank God that my mama, my daddy, Normie got it. But me and my daddy was ready to get out at day 2.
Of 10?
We was like, well, we ain't got no symptoms. So he was like, Kelly, you want to get something to eat? I'm like, yeah, come on, let's go. Like, and my mom's like, the nurse said, y'all can't leave.
Where the fuck you think you're going?
Had to get, shout out to my best, Tyrion. He went and did groceries for me. Then shout out to the pizza man at Pizza Hut who drove to my freaking house, dropped my pizza off on the chair outside because COVID, didn't want to scare him, but didn't bring me my breadsticks. Comes back to my house.
I got a story time.
Comes back to my house with his music blasting. It's 10 o'clock at night, sir. Why the fuck is your shit so loud? I'm thinking it's the people across the street lost their goddamn mind. And he come outside with a white Nissan. It had to be a Sentra. A white Nissan Sentra. From fucking Pizza Hut. I said, this is who y'all hire?
Don't do that.
I said, well, thank you, sir. No problem. Have a good one.
Do not do that.
Skedaddle.
So let me tell y'all about, since we're talking about pizza.
Damn, pizza sounds good right now.
Now, you know, Sunday was pie day. Mm-hmm. March 14th. I get home. I had just came from my friend's house. I said, you know what? I don't feel like cooking. Let me order me a pizza. Domino's had a little deal. I got a pizza. I got some cheesy bread and a little 8-piece. Cool. I ordered this shit at 7:30.
Oh, girl.
Why at 9 o'clock?
You still ain't had no pizza?
I still ain't had no pizza. Maybe like 9:15. Mm-hmm. The guy
7:30.
A long motherfucking time.
It's almost 2 hours.
Listen, so he comes. I'm like, I'm sitting here like I'm getting aggravated, but I'm trying to keep my fucking cool. So the guy pulls up. He was like, sorry about the delay. It just got out the oven, which, you know, it's right down the street from me. I could tell it had just got out. That shit piping. So he just hands me my pizza and he starts to walk to the car. And so I'm just standing in the door looking at him like, where's my shit?
Yeah, because he had cheesy bread and something else.
And wings, yeah. I only had a pizza in my hand. And he said, oh my God, this is not happening tonight. And so I'm just looking like, do not flash on this man. And I guess he looked at me and he was like, I'm sorry, I'm just the driver. And so he was like, let me call my manager real quick and see what we can do about this. He said, I'm sorry, we left off a part of your order. And I'm like, okay, so he calls the manager. This ghetto bitch, all I hear is fucking Mr. Bomb 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 song playing in the background. Like, that shit is blasted, and he's like, I can't really hear you. You know, I made a customer house. We don't have part of her order. And all I hear is the music, like, and the DJ play my song, and you know what's going on. I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious right now? And so she like yelling, just get her money back. Just get her money back.
No, bitch, like, give me my order.
Look. And I was like, that's fine. Just refund me my money. That's fine. And he's like, I'm so sorry about that. So he leaves the pizza with me now. The manager said refund the money. Cool. I come in here. I start eating on my pizza. He comes back, knocking on the door. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? So I'm thinking he found my shit in the back seat or something. He comes with a 2-liter root beer and go say, I found your drink. I said, sir, I didn't have that. So,
oh, yeah. Poor thing.
So he was like, I'm sorry. He said, look, I'm going to go back to the store and if I don't call you within an hour, just call me so I can refund you the money back.
An hour? It's 9:30.
So look, it's 9:30 at this real shit. It's literally 9:30 at this point. So he gets back to the store and my phone rings. Now, mind you, I done ate a couple pieces of pizza. I'm finna go shower, get in bed. I got work tomorrow. Calls my phone. He was like, yeah, this is such and such from Domino's. We found your wings and your cheesy bread. Do you want me to bring it back? I said, no. Refund me my money.
I would have told him yes and refund me my money for my fucking inconvenience.
So look, this was my.
He come back, get the piece.
He called.
I bet you come back.
Oh. I need the piece. I'm sorry.
After I had sat here, ate that motherfucker. So he called the manager when he was here. Mind you, the manager is fucking turning up somewhere. We don't know where she's at.
Oh, she wasn't at work?
She wasn't at work. It was an assistant manager who got on the phone when he got back to the job. And he was like, I'm going to let you talk to my assistant manager real quick so she can explain. I said, hello. And she was like, sorry, ma'am. We can't refund you because we need the pizza back. I said, well, I start eating the pizza. I said, your driver left the pizza with me. And the manager said, I can get my money back. So what y'all gonna do? Well, ma'am, if you want a full refund, we gonna need the pizza back. I said, no, y'all gonna figure out what y'all gonna do because y'all left my stuff. And so I said, well, just refund me for the 2 items that y'all left.
Period.
Well, you would have to go back and order, and then we just have to, you have to order the whole order again, and then we gotta go back. I'm like, bro, y'all doing too fucking much. And so I get aggravated. This whole time I've been keeping my fucking cool, y'all. I've been keeping my fucking cool. And so I spazzed. And then the manager gonna say, well, we'll just credit your account and we'll give you a free cheesy bread and a free 16-piece wing. I said, you know what? That sounds lovely.
Why the fuck you couldn't say that in the first place? Because that's
all the fucking runaround.
You could have just said, baby, we can't give you the money physically. Because what we can do is we can give you
dumb
credit.
Because
niggas dumb.
Dumb as hell.
Credit.
That's all you had to say from the beginning.
And
but you done made me get ignorant. Well, you got the little driver shaking in his fucking boots and
honey,
shit.
He's terrified. He said, look, I'm just the driver.
That nigga led with.
Don't call me.
I'm just the driver.
Oh dang.
They be whooping the fuck out of him.
Man,
hey, you boy back there whooping the fuck out.
Bro, I'm fucking pissy.
See, I tried to let that ride, but they was just
1 hour and 45 minutes for your fucking pizza.
Yes. All I wanted to do was get a pizza, smoke my hookah, take a bath, go to bed.
That's it.
These motherfuckers had me. I could have went made a fucking pizza in here myself all day.
You could have went to the store
and got everything I needed.
Shit would have been ready in 30 minutes. You would have been back home and your pizza would have been out of the oven in 30.
Mm-mm. They was on some other shit, for real.
Maybe they was just behind because it was pie day.
I don't know. And he was so panicking. We're getting slammed with orders.
Sir. You're Domino's. You're slammed with orders all the time.
Oh.
Y'all make pizza on a regular.
Like, please. Figure out what the fuck is going on.
This is your job, dude.
Figure out what the fuck is going on.
I found you too late.
Because I'm pretty sure on Valentine's Day, y'all was getting buku pizza orders.
Mm-hmm.
With the little heart shaped and goddamn fine. Every time I think of a heart-shaped pizza, I think about Princess Diaries when he got her that pizza with the M&Ms on it. I forgot what it said, but it was cute.
I like that little movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice little
movie. Yeah, it was cute.
Oh, since we are, like, where are we now? Forgot to tell y'all that in my pastime, in my free time, I'm reading books. Like, fucking books.
If y'all been around for a while, y'all know that I would talk about books, and what would Khaleesia say?
I don't read them.
I don't read. I don't read.
Y'all, when I tell y'all I hated reading, hated it. They even got me in the goddamn book club. Shout out to Bear Confessions.
Yes, if you would like to join, send us a DM.
And we will add you to the group, but you gotta have an iPhone because, baby, we do not do Androids.
Shots fired.
Or if you have an Android, we love you.
Not me.
We can put you. We can tell her to put you in the group me. We don't write in the group me at all. No. But we'll keep you
updated.
Yeah,
in the loop.
But no, like y'all, I'm reading series of books. Like I'm talking to authors.
Getting personalized messages in
books, y'all. Like, I'm losing it. But no, like,
Khaleesia.
Thank you for reading. No, seriously, like, it says, what did she put? Khaleesia, thank you so much for taking this journey with the Porters. Shout out to my girl Nina. And shout out to my girl Ashley Antoinette. To my girls, hey girl. Yeah, so reading and book clubs.
Yeah.
Just being an adult.
You always gotta have a good read. At least one.
Yeah, I'm rereading the books, like.
What's your favorite book, Ron?
Actually the book that I'm reading now.
And what is it?
Speed of Trust.
Okay. And what's that about?
It's an amazing.
Amazing read.
Basically, it tells you and it shows you how people take the concept of trust.
Mm-hmm.
People think trust is hard to gain, hard to have. It's just, sometimes it's impossible to trust people, but it's actually the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
The speed of trust is actually faster than what you think it is, because I can get you to trust me now. If you didn't know me, I can get you to trust me. You know, reading this book, I mean, it's realized.
I think.
And I'm also reading the 48 Laws of Power.
Okay.
Don't they say, like, everybody need to read that book?
The 48 Laws of Power?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Definitely. It'll make you stronger minded.
Okay.
It has a lot to do. A lot of the books that I'm reading now are helping me become a more civilized being.
Do you think if you weren't reading those books, you would be like a Tasmanian devil?
Yeah.
Off your fucking rocker.
Yeah, on 10.
Okay.
I was actually on 10 today. I had to come down. You know, but that's a story for a later time.
Yes, yes. But shout out to having those places that you can go to cool off.
Yeah, shout out to my escape. Give it up for you guys.
Woo! Insert applause here.
Yes.
I honestly don't know what I would do without them, y'all.
No, literally had to give him some things to think about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had a whole lot of shit to get off my chest that just flowed in here.
Listened, and we just...
Let it what?
Just
let it ride.
Let it ride.
Let it ride. Y'all, we're really just going through with emotions because we really didn't have a specific topic. But we're just, like I said, catching y'all up
on everything. Bitches ain't shit.
Oh, Lord.
Niggas ain't shit neither, though.
They not.
You know.
Don't get me started.
Please.
Actually, yeah, get me started.
You know what? You know what? We talked about this person, though, on a previous episode.
We did.
You can give them a little rundown. Just, you don't have to go into detail. I mean, because this is where are we now. Shout out to Oprah. But yeah, just give them just like a little taste, a little sprinkle of the salt.
So basically, without going into full details, this person, and I hope he's listening.
Oh, Lord.
Because I want him to feel like shit as much as he felt like shit when he was over here. Anywho, this person basically... What did I say about him on this episode previously?
It was all fairy tales and butterflies.
Because we had got back
cool. Yeah, y'all had got back cool.
We had got back cool. Y'all...
After your birthday.
This was... Y'all know how much of a high I was on after my birthday. Like, mainly part of that was because of him at that time. Fast forward to now, it ain't even been a whole fucking 12 months later. And I'ma just say I had to take some shit to the chin. That's all. People will truly live a double life and you will never fucking know it. Until you scroll on Facebook and you see all the evidence right in your face. Ain't that crazy?
And then they call you crazy.
But I'm crazy because I'm trying to get you to explain the evidence that I have in front of my face.
Oh, that's the difference between you all situation.
Oh, definitely.
Hearsay evidence. Like I said, you...
Hearsay fucking evidence.
When you have evidence, you have an argument.
You have a valid fucking point.
Y'all. Now, hearsay...
Undisputable evidence. 100% undisputable evidence. Whereas the motherfucker told me.
What they call it? Uncircumstantial evidence? Is that what they call it?
Oh, yes. It's uncircumstantial.
Yeah, that's his. Yeah, so we can't even try. We can't even have a fucking trial.
That's fucking blasphemy. If it's anything, the gall.
The gall.
The fucking audacity.
That's what people have. They have the nerve to have.
What's my ghost saying? If a nigga ain't got shit else, he got the audacity. But that's, I'm not just going to say nigga and he. That's everybody. Fluid. That's everyone.
Because some of you girls.
Some of you bitches.
Some of you whores. Bitch ragged.
You raggedy fuckers.
Y'all be trying it, bro.
I ain't going to say what I want to say.
Listen.
And look, but we over here be trying to root. We be trying to root for you females. And y'all be messing up just like the males. Get it together. 702, please.
Please.
Pissed on my back and tell me it's right. right.
Don't do that.
Because now we have a problem.
Do not do that.
Fuck Houston, we have a problem. Jesus, we have a problem.
Because that's the person you're going to. You're going to go meet your maker. That's what you're going to do.
Because now you're really playing with me. Yeah. And honestly, and like, this some real shit. Like, when I was dealing with that, with that dude, that's the real issue that I had. Like, you're trying to make me feel crazy, and I don't like that. I literally got, like, I'm looking at this shit.
Like, you're in the picture.
Like, there, I see crazy. Pictures.
I'm not.
I feel like I'm crazy.
She is not. She but is not crazy.
Like, I'm not crazy.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like, nigga really tried to make me seem like I'm just delusional. And then got offended.
Then because, she even asked about it.
Exactly.
And then she found out about it.
You can't get mad.
Make it make sense.
If you mad at anybody, it should be the motherfucker who tags you in those pictures.
Can I ask a simple question? Why do y'all be fumbling the bag? Like, y'all got everything in the palm of your hand. And one day you wake up, you said, bitch, I'm about to risk it all. I'm about to throw it and see if somebody else can catch it. See if they can throw it back to me. Because mm-hmm. then maybe I'll be ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw it back to you. And you literally fumble. And now the bag is gone. How stupid can you fucking be?
And I'm going to fuck y'all up, give y'all a nigga perspective.
Come on.
Now, I ain't saying it's my perspective, but this is what I see. I'm a nigga. I live an everyday life. I'm
yes.
A, I'm an average Joe. Except I'm grown. If you get it, you get it.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on.
Ooh, okay.
And the church said,
amen. Right. Damn, we need to go to church.
But niggas look at females in the short term, in a small perspective, instead of a long term investment.
Wait, say that again?
I say men, niggas look at women in the short term, like a small term investment instead of in the long term. Because in the long term, in that woman, you can have a friend. A life, like, you're gonna ruin a relationship because your mind is stuck on something so small, I wanna fuck. That's where my head at. Mm-hmm. A nut. But what's beyond that nut?
Now,
what possibilities lie beyond that?
You make a great point, and I do not disagree at all. But when it comes to the point, like,
no, see,
if a, hold on, let me ask this. So, mm-hmm. when, if it's from jump, like, okay, if you trying to get a nut, if I'm trying to get a nut, we can keep it at that. Like, I am perfectly fine with that. But do not...
let it be known.
Do not, I repeat, do fucking not introduce me to something that you can't keep up with your fucking self. All
right.
It because was a video.
If I'm content with us just laying down with each other, that's fine. We don't got to do no more than that.
I mean, but some people just... that's just a good fuck. You know?
And which is fine.
But just say that.
Just say that. But do not get into no... feelings,
yeah.
type of thing. Like,
feelings,
don't.
So deep in my feelings.
It was a post that I saw. It was a video. The guy said, "Do not introduce me to a vibe that you cannot keep."
Yeah.
A word.
Yeah, and that's exactly what that situation was. Yeah. And even if we go back to last summer when this person initially told me something, and I was like, "Look. Don't say that shit if you don't mean it." And they was like, "No, like, I really do. And I'm just like, listen.
Oh, niggas.
Do not say that shit if you don't mean it. And then here we are a year later. And you can't stand on none of that shit that you said or did in that time frame.
Right.
It makes no sense. You wasted my time. You wasted your own fucking time.
I bet.
Because you had to live a double fucking life to keep up with what you were saying and doing to me and with me.
It was bound to come out, though.
Yeah. They say it was done in the dark. Come to the fucking light. And motherfucker,
you don't even have to look for it.
She I had to flash like that day.
Yeah, sis.
What did you just say?
What?
What did you just say?
What's done in the dark comes to the light.
Rewind.
Oh, you don't even have to go look for it. It's just going to pop up. Like,
but everything that pop up.
Sometimes, most things that pop up ain't what it seems.
Gold.
Yeah.
It ain't. It's, shit, I can see a motherfucking gleam in the dirt. And think it's a diamond. A quarter mile away. It's only a motherfucking penny.
I like that.
A fucking penny.
You like that.
I'm going to read. We got some questions that some people want us to answer.
A fucking...
Right now?
Penny.
Right now?
Not right now, but as we go through this episode, we got some questions. So...
Okay. You bitches are risking it all. Thinking, like my good brother over here said, you're thinking you're getting a fucking diamond. And you've been down and getting a fucking penny. You're disturbing. You're disgusting.
That shit is
and
lame.
Stop taking people for fucking granted, man.
Thank you. I ain't no fucking Xbox. You ain't finna play
they me. Got some good fucking people out here in the world that y'all ruining, man.
Y'all really are.
Fucking bitches.
Oh, he mad.
Make me fucking sick.
I know I'm a good person. I got some fucked up ways here and there. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't perfect. But overall, I'm genuinely a good person.
You a good person.
But thank you, Bess.
You a good person.
Thank you. Aw.
You be happy. Like, you got your ways. So I grow.
Listen.
But you good.
I got a post in my phone. It say I got my days and I got my ways. But one thing about it, I'm solid. That's the real shit. I got my days and I got my fucking ways.
Oh,
but
God.
I'm one of the most solid people you'll ever meet.
Hello.
And because of that, there's no way I would ever. Like, that shit I dealt with that nigga. There's no way I would ever let nobody
play on top like that. Ever.
Not even play on my top like that, but bring me down and make me turn into like just an evil, cold-hearted person. I could never do that. Him on the other hand, his head probably fucking smoking right now because
I bet that bitch is mad.
I really hope he's listening.
I know he. Look, I'm sorry if I like brought you into a.
It's me.
I led you into like an ambush situation. You got, okay, I didn't set him up. Let me rephrase that because now people are going to be like, damn, she always set niggas up. No.
No.
No, my best says she wants to talk to that nigga, so guess what? Hey, where you at? Oh, yeah, come through.
Because he was ducking me.
I mean, shit.
But now I see why he was
ducking.
You
do it for your dog.
You do whatever for your dog, you do for real. For fucking real. But, what was I going to say? I don't even know where I was gonna go with that, but
yeah. Nah. Bottom line is, what's done in dark is gonna come to the light.
Right.
You don't even have to go look for it; it's just gonna come to you.
And stop fucking over good people, cause you're not gonna get that same person twice.
And can y'all stop looking for shit?
Please.
Like stop, just like stop. And I'm like, I'm really speaking to like the old me.
Yeah.
Because y'all. Story time. Today, I'm at work, and I downloaded Google Photos because I wanted to see, I don't know what I want to look up, but I think an old dance that I did, I just wanted to see it. So, go on Google Photos, and I see screenshots of text messages between me and, like, people. So, I mean, if you've been listening since episode one, you know what people I'm talking about. That's my dog for sure, for real. But I was reading some of the stuff that I was texting this person. I am a fucking lunatic. I came in my best house. I said, best, why nobody told me I was so fucking problematic? I was so toxic. I was the problem and didn't even notice it. Honey... It's 2021.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago. No. Let's go back to six. Don't say years.
Go to the root of the problem.
So about 5 to 6 years ago, I was an issue. Like, when I tell you picking, trying to get a fight. Just trying to have an argument.
But it's... Where's the why in that? Like, why were you doing that?
If I knew, I would be able to answer.
Why were you picking the fight?
I don't know why I picked the fight, but I picked it. I think it's because, okay, like, what is it called? When you're about to be transparent moment.
Mm-hmm. Panama.
Panama. You got, it's been a minute. Sorry. So, Panama, probably because, you know how you want somebody to feel the way that you felt? Or you want them to, because, you know, like, in movies, people can really, like, say shit for the other person to see how bad they have, like, how their actions has affected you.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, emotionally, physically, all that stuff. And so, in movies, they get it. But life ain't a movie.
Ain't.
And I just realized that probably a couple years ago. I'm not going to give any numbers. Because you bitches are nosy. But just like thinking about it, like reading the stuff, I wanted that person to see the impact that they had, like their actions had on me,
mm-hmm.
on my emotional, like just my emotions, period. And it, like, I ain't gonna lie, like the shit, like, really mind fucked me at the time, but girl, I'm so over this shit. Okay. Not gonna say so over it. It's hilarious now. Like, I can kiki about it and have a fucking joke about it and really say, Khaleesi, you were really a dumb bitch. You are a bird. You were exhibiting bird behavior.
Bird brain.
That's your wings?
Bird brain. Yeah, the bird brain.
I'm over here, like, getting bird baths. Like, sis was really being a bird. A bird. Sis is me. Or sis was me, because I'm not that person anymore.
Growth, man.
Hello. I turned 25 and just became woke. I ain't lying.
You really did. That shit was kind of mind-blowing.
I told you. I said when you turn 25, I said when I turn 25, I'm a, like, I just changed, like, mentally something just clicked.
Something clicked.
And I don't know if it's the fact that I'm getting closer to 30, or...
Yeah, because y'all some old motherfuckers.
I'm getting, okay. Mean, we here, but let's bring it down just a tad. Okay, we just about to be 26. That's it.
Yikes.
You know what? But yeah, no,
I ain't
like
too far behind, no.
You're not.
I mean, nah, you like right there, dude.
But I still got a little time.
He still got a little time. He ain't 25 just yet. He closer to 20. But. He closer to 20 than he is 30. But like, dang. Seriously. You just, I don't know, it's just something really just went off and said, you gotta change some shit. You want things to be done a certain way, or you want people to, like, treat you a certain way, put your fucking foot down, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Say, look, nice try, but you're not gonna try this shit again.
But I ain't.
Not with me.
Right,
people
game.
On it. People
wrong,
on
bitch.
People only do what you allow them.
Hello.
To do.
That's a fact,
people,
bro.
People only do what you let them do.
But I didn't understand none of this stuff until literally, like,
25.
Until I turned 25.
Because I think what happened was we turned 25, and then life just hit us, and it's like, okay, you're now closer to 30 than you are to 18. All that little kid shit, that's out the window.
Out,
like,
the window. It's time for you to be an adult.
Right. Stop focusing on that little crazy ass, childish ass shit.
Put your
crazy
thong
ass
on.
Childish ass people. Hang with the big dogs.
Put your thong on and get out of those fucking bikinis.
Exactly.
Bitch. Be a woman.
Them fucking girl briefs. Either thongs or no draws around this month.
Hello. Either way, the ass will wiggle. Period. But no, like, yeah, it's just, I just became woke.
Yeah. It happened.
Kind of scared me a little bit, but
she
I'm okay.
She went to that sunken place.
Uh-huh.
I'm screaming.
Y'all want to get into these questions?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Let's start. Who should we start with? We'll take it easy first.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
What is your current self-care song?
My current one?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I gotta check my playlist. Hold on, give me a second.
Speaking of playlists, I drop the hot shit weekly.
When? No, hold on. I got a fire ass playlist right now. If you ever in the mood with your little boo, hit me up for it. I got you.
Oh yeah, no, she really got the songs, y'all.
My shit is.
I like that you add Vito on it, though. Yes.
She might have that fire. I got that Oscar Mayer.
Come on. You know,
my shit booming right now.
Let me see what I'm listening to currently. Okay, you want to know something? It wasn't last week, but probably like the week before last. It's not even a self-care song. It's a self-care album. I'm a 90s girl.
Oh, okay, go ahead. So, I was going to say, do not say mine.
I don't know what yours is.
Yeah, you do.
But I was listening to Nicole Ray for like literally every single day. I know y'all don't know who motherfucking Nicole Ray is.
I don't.
But if you know, so I'm like, I got what you want. I got what you need. Can I get another shot? This time I'ma make it hot. Nah. She was one of Missy Elliott artists. And Static Major, like, wrote most of her songs for her. Y'all, the shit bangs if you are a 90s girl like myself. So that shit stay on steady repeat. Eyes Better Not Wander. I think, oh, girl, well, no, because that don't even pertain to y'all. We'll talk about that later, but go off. But, yeah, no, Eyes Better Not Wander is my shit.
Okay. Mine is an album too, but it's one specific song on the album. So,
of course, I think I know what you're talking about. Come on.
No, you know. It's definitely not Jasmine Sullivan.
But I wasn't going to say Jasmine.
What you looking at my glasses? Our feelings,
no. That's what
we're going to get. Bro, that one. Hold on.
Bro. They ran that shit in the motherfucking ground. Jesus.
Anyway. I don't know how. Actually, no. I discovered this artist in a clubhouse room because they were talking about like self care and meditation and shit. And one of the people in there was like, you know, I can't get into the meditation that Caucasian people do. Like, that just don't float my boat. And one of the moderators was like, no, I don't think any of us really can. but you should check out Londrell.
Yeah.
So at this time, like, my life was just in, like, the fucking avalanche I told y'all about. I was at the peak of that motherfucker. And so I found this album. It's called Sunflower Soul. Mm-hmm. And the one, like, the self-care song that really just, like, gets me where I need to be is A Beautiful Mess.
I don't think I heard that one.
I'm finna read the chorus to it.
Which album is that one?
I literally just said Sunflower
the
Soul.
The color of it.
Like, yellow. Yellow, which is him.
Oh, yeah, I didn't listen to that one.
That's a good one. And so, the lyrics, like, the chorus say, hold on, I'm not trying to send a song to nobody. Life is a beautiful mess. Life is a beautiful mess. I'm trying. I'm crying. I feel like I'm dying. I'm doing my best. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit just, every time.
She put me on. He is very, like, if you're ever having, because the particular day that she told me about him was, what was that? It was so like the third year, like anniversary of like my grandmother and like all that stuff happening. And I was literally on the phone panicking, talking to these customers. And she was like, listen to this guy named Londrell. I said, okay, well, I'm about to just start from like the top of his thing and just go on. Child, I wasn't able to go to sleep that night. I put on, I don't know, it's on the one.
It was the
Eternal. Some prayers.
Hold on, I know what you're talking about. Was it Eternal Sunshine?
It might have been that
It was
one.
Eternal Sunshine and you listened to Cosmic Prayer.
Yes, y'all. I put that on. I had my headphones in my
ear. Bro, why did she do this? This is so
funny. I had my headphones in my ear, so I'm like this. The song not even at like a minute and 30 seconds. My eyes closed. I'm knocked out. I'm just like.
He's very like relaxing and therapeutic.
It felt like I took a melatonin that night. Yeah. Do you hear me?
And then what I like about him, he has regular, like, songs, but it's like he's a poet. And so he's not singing. It's like he's really just talking to you.
What happens to a dream different?
No, seriously.
But over, like, but a over, real like, instrumental.
He's
like,
so nice.
Real
he's like the male.
What happens to a dream different over Beethoven 76 in E minor?
He's like a male Janae Aiko.
Exactly. That's put all of Janae's music on the playlist along with his.
Oh, honey, you're...
You good. You can get out of any dark space you in. I promise.
Who about to make you mad?
Nobody.
Because you're going to be at peace, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, no. He's definitely like a male.
Yeah.
Janae. Because Janae uses like... She do those fucking... She's like different vibrations for whatever she going for each song. And you don't even know it.
Yep.
You over here talking about... Come on, come on, come on, come on. And you over here trying to get... Like, she trying to give you peace, baby. She's trying to give you love. While you thinking you just trying to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's a musical genius.
Wrong.
Oh, with my song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your self-care song right now.
Oh, shit. Still going. Larry Jones says enough right there. Still going.
I don't know who Larry Jones is.
Larry June.
Larry June. Oh, I thought you said Larry June.
Jones.
Who the fuck is Larry
June? Who is Larry June? Oh, damn. You don't know who Larry June is? You missing
how him. He looks.
He's from California.
We said, how does he look?
What shit?
I'm okay.
I'm gonna go look him up on IG. He old?
No.
He sound like he's an old ass man.
He's not. But I mean,
he looks like he's 60.
Uncle Larry, you know, he drop advice and shit. His music is literally a mood, you know.
He looks familiar.
He motivates you. Keep you going. Keep going. That's his thing. Keep going.
Okay.
He motivates you. Yee-hee, sock it to me. All kind of shit he got. Hella punch phrases, punch lines.
Oh, you have to put me on. Send me a playlist.
Yeah. See, and that's my shit still going, because sometimes a nigga be fucked up, don't feel like going, but then I listen to that.
And it get you where you need to be, huh?
The song, come on, this shit is my life. Niggas say, got a nail in my tie, but I'm still mobbing. White T Glock 9 today, you know how I'm rocking.
That's him.
And the chorus, I mean, shit, that's real life. Niggas say, sometimes you got to take that chance. Sometimes they just don't understand.
It be like
I've
that.
Been smoking, riding, vibing, thriving.
That's it.
Do that.
That's it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, and my nigga said in the song, this some real shit. I live this shit, nigga say. I'm tripping, I left my mask, but I got my ID in a pocket full of cash.
Oh, that's recent then. Recent. Yeah, I left my mask.
Bitch, I hella ass, I'm trying to see what's happening. Focus on your money, nigga. Take some little chances.
I then.
Damn, y'all make my shit look very ghetto. Just realized, no, there is a song that I constantly play.
And I do have an album I listen to.
What's that?
The Free Nationals. You ever heard of them?
No.
Yeah, I put you on that tune. It's a vibe.
Let me know. Like, definitely just look, know. just send them, because I definitely don't do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, see, they got an album, but see, it's an album, and then they drop the album with instrumentals.
I love when they do that.
And that, I could put on the instrumental and I'd be fine the whole day.
I love when they do that.
Like, down to 20 tracks.
Because I need the instrumentals.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
You hear something different when it's just the instrumentals. Because me and Bess, like, literally every single day, me and Tarion are sending songs to each other. Different songs. All day long. I'm like, you gotta listen to this. Like, the way that the way they come in on that beat, you gotta do it like this, you gotta do it like that, stupid. Mm-hmm.
All right. Next is your favorite album out now. Hotels by Jasmine Sullivan.
Somebody get her now.
That's my out shit. Now. That is my
table
shit.
Table for two.
I didn't listen to that one
Lucky
yet.
Lucky Day. Yes, that's my guy.
Gotta find an album, so just give me a second.
Tupac for 200.
Honestly, real shit. I don't be listening to Tupac all the time. Like, that's my man. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, that's my guy. But I do not be listening to him like that. Yo, I don't fucking know what song I be listening to. What album I be listening to? Mm-hmm. Oh, and we're really waiting.
We're waiting on you.
sorry. So I kind of just listen to playlists. That I make.
Well, what's your playlist? What's your favorite playlist right now?
Not the fucking game.
Oh, no, it's not a game. It's not. Oh, it's not a game. Please believe it's not a game. We got 4 seconds. But it's not a game. What I was waiting on was.
Let me see. So.
We finna skip you and go to the.
Yeah, just come back. Just come back to me. Okay, all right. Still not there. Hold on. pronounce it?
Yes.
Giveon.
Okay, good.
His two EPs in one album.
Finally.
Sorry, you guys. Sorry. It took a time. It's okay. Look, I shoot back.
Could you show her the questions that I sent you so she can see them?
Yes, I can't.
You can't see them on the watch, but.
What's wrong with the phone thing?
No, she can.
My bad.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought we just doing this on the fly.
Look, I'm like,
she can't think that fast.
Cause I really listen to playlists all the time.
I got one. I like this one. So, mental health and what it means to you.
Mm-hmm.
When y'all can start that one.
Mental health?
Yeah.
Like mental health itself or mental health for me?
Whatever you interpret that to be.
I mean, I know who asked this question. So. You can get a smart ass answer. Nah, but I mean, that shit could go a couple ways, you know.
Yeah. I would like to. No, I really do want to hear your answer, like, as a black man, like, what is mental health? What does it mean to you? What is it like for you? How do you manage your mental health?
I mean, shit, growing up, it didn't exist. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, shit, that's just the struggle of being a black man in America.
That's true.
What is mental health? You got to be the toughest little nigga you could be, and can't nobody tell you otherwise.
That's true.
Deal with it. That's what it is.
That's true.
And it fucks some people up for life. Luckily, I'm not one of them people.
Good.
I'm different. But, you know, shit, I just gotta have peace of mind. It's nothing. I feel like it should be nothing that just affects me. Takes me out of my element, out of my mood.
Mm-hmm.
And I need, like, I'm the type of person I am. Y'all know I fool with everybody. I'm a cool-ass dude. But some days I just don't want to talk. Like, I need that time to myself.
We were just talking about
this. Say a lot for the people in the back.
I need the time to myself. Like, come on, like, it's not that I'm acting funny. And a lot of people, shit, like, we grown now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I need that time to myself. Shit, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
What's my next move? Like,
yeah,
you don't be having time to just bullshit. Sometimes you just gotta sit back and reflect and be like, what the fuck is really going on?
Right.
And get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And that shit real, man. People really suffer with shit. You never know unless you talk to them. And I know really somebody suffering some shit, and I pray to the Lord every day. From the bottom of my heart, that they get the help they deserve.
It's crazy that you asked about mental health. So, like, as of recently, like, I've been falling into, like, these funks where I just do not want to be fucking bothered. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck going on? And I said, I really need to go see a therapist. I told this to you last week that I really need to go see a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something going on that's triggering me, but I don't know what's triggering me. It's just I wake up one morning just like, I don't feel like talking. And I hope people don't like, I hate that people can't accept the fact that I just don't want to talk. Because I can't talk.
Right.
And it's not that you did anything. It's not even the fact that I did anything, but it's something
just can't figure it out.
Mentally is not allowing me to be able to be a people person.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like I'm becoming an introvert. Don't like it.
No. Well, that could be true, but sometimes you just outgrow people sometimes.
But no, like, I don't even think I'll be able to talk to anybody. Because, okay, let's say, for instance, you meet somebody new. I'm not gonna say you gotta talk to me every single day, but in order to show somebody that you're interested, you're gonna have to fucking kiki and caca with them
mm-hmm.
every goddamn day, and you don't wanna. They're gonna be like, damn, this bitch crazy. You got another one. Another one. You get what I'm saying?
Another one.
And it's not even that. It's just, I just cannot figure out what is triggering these attitudes or these moods I'm getting in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm going back to, like, middle school me, and that's not good at all. Like,
Go get your therapy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go look into it. I'm a grown up now, and health insurance comes out of my check now. So
I'm a big kid now.
So I'm gonna go book a therapist because I do need to talk about like other things as well.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about that off the air.
I think for me, like the way I describe my life is like an avalanche, that my mental health was a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like dealing with the shit that I had to deal with the first 3 weeks of the new year, like of this year, that shit was just all bad. And the only way I could describe it is like, you know how when you're sick, right? Or when you're getting sick, like physically sick, say you got a stomach bug or something, you feel that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like your stomach hurt, like you literally feel your stomach sick. And the way I felt, it felt like my mind was sick though, like my mental was sick. And I couldn't control that shit. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So I ended up, you know, going to talk to a therapist for a little bit. Did what I had to do with that. Even ended up getting some anxiety medicine. Like, that shit really does work. But that is, I'm not going to say that working in mental health makes it better, but it doesn't make it worse either. It's like, because I work in mental health, it's like
you're able to recognize
it. You can recognize it, but when you have to act on it, mm-hmm. when you gotta do something about it,
right, it's different.
That is different. Like you can help somebody else with theirs, but when it comes to yours, it's just like, what is going on? Like, what is going on with me? But I didn't got better.
I was better. The word, I ain't lying. Shit. I came up in here, sat down on this couch, we didn't say shit. I said, well, I'm going to Wendy's. Do you want anything? Went to Wendy's, came back, still didn't say nothing.
Nothing.
I said, well, key. Did you see the thing?
I'm just sitting here like.
And like, we would talk, but it was just like, I knew something just wasn't right.
Yeah.
Even through texting, I was just like, yeah, I don't know what's going on with my best, but. I'm going to wait till she pull through.
And I was just, when I went on my lunch date with Kiana the other day, we was talking about that, like, when you don't, you have to be self-aware. That's one thing. You got to know, like, what's going on with you, what change, like, you have to pay attention to the changes that's going on,
mm-hmm.
like, mentally and physically, yes. And internally, like, you got to pay attention to all that shit.
Right.
And for somebody who's not in tune with themselves, that kind of shit will really bring you down, like, immediately. And if you don't have, like, the strength, the resources to take care of yourself, that shit is gonna turn out all bad.
Mm-hmm.
For real. But God.
No, seriously.
But God, for real.
But God.
Yep.
He be looking out. He be knowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? He sits high.
And he looks low.
Come on now. I told y'all I pay attention.
We all pay attention to church. Come on. Y'all, we really had a conversation. We miss church. I miss being in the house of the
Lord. Going to church.
I told her last night, just told her, I said, girl, I know whenever I step foot in that church, and as soon as I hear the freaking organ playing, and the choir is going to say, I'm being tears. I'm going to be like, oh, gee, I'm going to have the Holy Ghost.
Man, I went to church one time during Corona to take communion.
I haven't even taken communion.
I got some communion in my fridge I need to take.
I'm going
to
just go get me some crackers and get me some wine, and I got one at the house.
Hey, but I watch it on Facebook, though. Shout out to the streamers, you know.
Yep.
Amen.
I don't be on church unless it's for the young people, but that's not here or there.
That was a good question. I like that one.
Deep.
That was deep. We did get a little deep. Where should we go next? Okay, this is a good one. Do you think it's imperative to attend college or trade school to make decent money or salary in today's society?
No.
Hell no.
Simple. It's go on Instagram and see.
It's
so many people that have dropped out of school, and making something of themselves.
Yeah.
Shit, y'all becoming trainers and shit.
Yeah.
Making money.
Open little buildings and shit.
Like, yeah.
How are you entrepreneurs. Getting this money?
I know me. I don't think I have an entrepreneur bone in my fucking body. So school was the only way for me to go. Real shit. I had to go sit in somebody's classroom. But mama, that business shit, that's not for me.
My mama, my grandmother, my grandfather, my daddy used to always tell me, you like expensive shit, and the only way to get it is when you finish fucking school.
Yeah.
Get you a degree. So you
that's a lot.
I said, but it's coming from a different generation.
It's a different era, you know.
So they, of course, they wasn't in my immediate family. Okay, not
look
immediate,
at all those
but
children.
Like my mom and my dad and my sister. Of course, I'm the one that actually graduated. Like I'm the first one to graduate from a 4-year college, yeah. Like an actual freaking university.
Maybe I went to school.
Like I got a degree. Okay, but. And so, you know, you just do that shit just to say you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, bitch, I got a degree for what? For what?
Listen, I'm using my degree. I'm cool.
I'm in it now, so after what? Shout out to the Rona for coming through and just wreaking havoc. But
Rona was a blessing in disguise.
It was. It was, like, really realized last night. I told... Yo, we literally just be having these conversations. Last night we had a conversation. I said, sometimes we be in a rush to like do things and it don't be in God's timing. It mm-hmm. don't be your time yet. Sometimes you just gotta sit back and literally be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Trust and believe the process, and I promise you it's gonna happen.
Yep.
And it may not happen in the way that you would want it to happen, but guess what? It's gonna lead you to the place that you want it to go to. In the first place. And whenever you get there, you're going to be better off.
Yep.
I'm telling you, look, the break. I learned so much stuff about myself. Like, patience is a virtue. And I always say that. I just be saying shit just to be saying it. But patience is really a virtue. So, y'all just be patient out there. If you don't have whatever you want right now, or...
Wait.
Please. That's all you can do. Because if you rush it... You're not going to even enjoy it. Or it's not going to even last.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, just take your time.
Let life, it ride.
As my daddy says, life is not a race. Okay? Just do your shit.
Move at your own speed.
Pace. Because the faster you go, the faster you can wins the race.
Stay in your own motherfucking
lane. That's it. Worry about
stay
yourself.
Stay in your how about motherfucking
mind your
lane.
Own motherfucking business, and life is going to be good.
Always life will treat you right, okay?
Mind the business that pays you. Shout out to my best Jess.
Thank you. All right. Next question. Could you start a business with your friend?
It depends on what kind of friend.
What kind of business?
Yeah.
Like, this podcast, this is easy.
If we selling shit, girl, no, I can't do it. Because I can't even sell. Look, I'm not the type of person that's going to be like, yeah, no, bitch, like, we could be business partners, da, da, da.
No.
Girl, no.
No.
I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. And I know I am not a good business partner.
I literally just said that business shit is not for me. That's not up.
We gonna run the shit in the fucking ground.
Baby, we not gonna get past startup. Fuck.
So what do you mean we have to pay all of this? So wait. So you mean to tell me I have to pay this? Okay, so how are we supposed to get the money? Business loans and all that shit?
Not doing it.
And of course I want to open up my own business, but I say I'm gonna have to go to a class. Cause I don't know what to do. I don't know what comes first. I know the end goal, but not the
right.
Don't right. know where the startup is. Okay. Oh gosh.
Since we're on the topic of friendship. Do you think friendships are worth rekindling, or do you let it die down?
Depends. What type of friend it is, or what type of friend it was.
I think with that, you just have to.
Once you cross me, it's fucking.
Once you cross me, you lost me, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, and usually I'm honestly, like that.
Honestly, look.
You just have to have discernment. I'll say that. You got to know, like,
what bridges what that, to burn.
What that friendship meant to you. And what that person bringing it to you contributed now? To your life. And is that somebody that you want to continue allowing them to contribute to your life? If you better off without them, fuck them.
Period.
Honestly. Simple as that.
But sometimes, and I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes, but sometimes you need to separate in order to grow so that you can be together again.
Separate to elevate.
Mm-hmm. And that's like
real shit.
But sometimes, and this is something, because I mean, of course, like I think we've all experienced it. You fall out with a friend, you go years, months, shit, you can go hours, you can go days, years. Hours, days, months, years without talking to this person. And that particular situation that caused y'all to fall out will probably help you on, like, in your day-to-day life and make you think, I shouldn't have reacted this way. I shouldn't mm-hmm. have said it that way. You start changing shit around to become a better person because I promise you, the shit that y'all was arguing about or had a disagreement about was as simple as fucking 1, 2, 3.
Seriously.
ABC.
Some shit that don't even fucking matter.
And you was just having a bad day and I ain't like your motherfucking tone. And I ain't talking to you
thing.
No more.
That's another thing. Like, if you...
Watch your motherfucking tone. God damn. I preach that shit to people, man, because you're not going to talk to me no any kind of way. Man, watch your motherfucking bitch ass talk when you're talking to me.
You're right.
Because it's all in how you say shit. You wouldn't need to come at you on no dumb shit.
Because if you come with me on a dumb shit, I'm going to have to come at you with the dumb shit.
Because it really don't be what you say.
At all. It's
how you say it. Yeah.
But sometimes people, and this is something that I need people to understand as well, people could be going through so much shit that you don't even know
about.
That was
going to be my next
But
point.
Also, if that's your nigga, you let your nigga know what the fuck you got going on.
Thank you.
Look, bitch, I'm mad at you right now. But bitch, I ain't even mean it like that if you took it that way. I just got a lot of shit on my motherfucking mind. And you pissing me off with your motherfucking talk. That's it. But
with
some,
your
but,
dumb ass.
You but talking to me like you ain't got no fucking mind right now. And I really don't have no fucking mind right now.
And I'm not
so
your fucking
child. So
we
gonna wait until we both got our minds right.
Because this right here, we ain't getting nowhere.
No.
And I love and appreciate you too much for this shit to just dwindle.
I'm gonna go be mad in my corner. You gonna be mad in yours. And when we good, we gonna come
back
to the center.
That's it. That's it.
That's all it is.
That's it. But people, I don't think a lot of people just can't keep it a buck with their friends. Cause sometimes their friends are sensitive as fuck.
Yeah.
If your friend can't be real and tell you like it is,
who will? Who will?
Huh?
All my partners know. I'm gonna tell you like it is. I don't give a fuck
if you like it or not.
But guess what? We
gonna snap it off.
That's it.
That shit up, and we gonna talk like ain't nothing ever motherfucking happened.
Mm-hmm.
Cause shit, she definitely read me my rights earlier. That bitch said, "Why the fuck?" I said,
"Wait, what?"
Oh,
when I was watching this.
She was like, "Well, why would you even do that? Like, why? Like, why? Why so long? You did all that for so many years. You did all of this for this one person. Why? How stupid can you be?" And you know what I said, bitch? I don't know. Shit. Get off me, please. Thanks. That's if you just become a sarcastic person, I promise you, you won't care about shit.
But that sarcastic shit, don't use that as a defense mechanism.
But
we ain't gonna get it. We ain't gonna get into that one. Let's go to the next question.
She need her due. Sometimes.
All right. What would your grown-up self tell your teenage self as it pertains to life advice?
Let it ride.
Honestly,
like, let it ride. Patience is a virtue, and I was saying that shit in high school and still didn't fucking understand it. But no, patience is a virtue.
It is.
Just be patient. That's it. I'm just going to keep saying that. Be patient.
Yeah. Don't sweat the simple shit.
Don't sweat the small
Literally,
stuff.
Let it ride. Life is going to happen.
Regardless.
Mm-hmm. Whether you like it or not, life is going to happen.
Nothing you can do about it.
But let it roll with the fucking punches and let it ride.
Literally, imagine you wanting a fucking car. You want your dream car, bitch. You say, in 2023, I'm going to get my dream car. 2023, get here. Shit, it's December 31st, and you still in that motherfucking Honda. You like, fuck. I said I wanted that fucking car by 2023. And it's about to be 2024, and I still don't have it. Bitch, I'm going out there, and I'm going to go get it. And you go by, and you get a fucking, what do they call it?
A lemon.
Yes. And you are upset because you're spending more money
on the lemon instead of just waiting
until you were able to get it.
The color's more than knocking because it is
a lemon.
You just gotta be patient. Like, trust me, that car gonna be there. I don't want to say that first. No, we ain't gonna go
shut
there.
The hell up.
We're not gonna go there.
Let me see. Was it more questions we had?
We might can use some for the next episode.
Yeah. Because we coming with another episode.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is, man, y'all better do right by the people in y'all lives, man.
Yeah.
The people ain't around, Phil. That's in the physical and the literal sense.
Yep.
Take care of your chickens. And live your motherfucking best life.
That's it. Speaking of fucking chicken.
Come on.
Drewski Live.
Please.
Say,
if y'all didn't see Drewski Live, we gonna post it. We gonna post it after this episode goes up. But on Drewski Live Thursday night, they had a nigga named Chicken on there. Chicken was a rapper. Where was he from? Mississippi or Alabama?
I think Alabama.
I don't know where Chicken was from, but Chicken was in the bathroom, like, you know, we just thought he was in there
rapping
his little life away. Yeah, I'm chicken from, okay.
Had a chain on with a little chicken on it.
So Drewski goes, let me see how tall you are.
He said, how tall are you? He said, I'm like 6'4".
That's it right there. No, but the people can't see it though, dude. What is that?
The Clippers.
The Clippers.
What are you doing? That ain't chicken.
It do look like chicken for real.
But anyway,
he told him to hold that fucking phone.
He told him to put the phone up so he could see how tall he was.
He said like this.
He said, no, put it above your head.
Like put it at an angle so I can see.
Chicken put that phone above his head, y'all. And what do we see?
Shit in the toilet.
A toilet full of shit.
And it looked like it was like
sitting
for one. And it looked like he had like a big bowl. just nacho cheese. Or he had like some gumbo. Because you know gumbo can clean you out. Seafood.
If it's spicy.
Seafood. Like crabs and shit. Literally and shit. Y'all, when he saw that fucking toilet.
Drewski said, what the fuck is in that toilet?
What is that in that toilet? Chicken grabs his phone and says, what? What?
And
click.
Say, uh-uh.
We got
in the live.
We got in the live. Because what? What that is?
You just kicked that nigga off and he just sat there for me.
He was in this. He was freaking.
And they was lighting his ass up in the comments, bro.
Oh my God.
Man.
I can't stop. Like, I wish he would have tagged them.
Po chicken.
How embarrassing. Damn, nigga. I saw your stomach all right?
Chicken, why you had that shit in the toilet?
Well, I would have said, well, bitch, that's where it goes.
But it's like, you flush that toilet.
But it's like you could have put the seat down.
Something. My nigga, like, come on, dog.
I think he really threw him for a loop when he said that.
He threw everybody for a loop. Well, Chicken threw everybody for a loop.
Because. Sorry.
Wow.
Disturbing.
Man, we gonna end the episode on that note, y'all.
Yes, y'all. Well, we definitely gonna post that. We definitely gonna do better by y'all.
We ain't got no excuse not, like,
we don't. Good. I'm on a schedule now, you guys. Like, I'm able to leave home and come back home. So, I'm great about, I'm, like, very excited about that. God is good. Remember that. He may not come when you want him.
But he'll be there right on time.
I said. May not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time.
Come on, Sister Anderson. He's an on-time God.
Yes, he is. And that's how we just gonna end it. Y'all have a good one.
And on that note,
we out of here.
We out.
Bye.
Bye.